This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, getting an update on the Tyee Ridge Complex burning 20 miles northwest of Roseburg. Jacob Holden from the Bureau of Land Management helping as a public information officer on the fire, and he joins us out in Umpqua this morning. Jacob, thanks for being on.
Yes. Hi, Kyle. Happy to be here.
So talk about where things are. It seems like in the last few days, we've kind of seen a shift in how things are going out there. The containment level is rising. But as well, maybe to begin, you can explain how the about the increase in the size of the fire and why that is.
Yeah. So, you know, with the increase of the acres that a lot of people have noticed, you know, that just happened over the last couple of days. And a lot of that has to do with new information that we've received. We were unable to capture some of that infrared information from aerial flights for a couple of days because of the cloud cover. But that's just new information that we have. So we were able to update those acres and get a little bit more accurate reading.
And we're at a 33% containment level, so it seems like you're seeing some good progress there.
Yeah, you know, throughout the fire complex, we're feeling really good about where we're at. You know, we have dozer line, hand lines, and roads around a majority of the fire perimeter. That 33% containment, that is areas of the fire perimeter that we're feeling really good about. The rest we're feeling good about, but we are, you know, working towards getting that number up. But overall, we're feeling good about where we're at.
And I know that much of this fire area is a really tough ground to be dealing with a fire on, with hills and a lot of down trees and debris and things like that.
Yeah, you know, the firefighters out there on the ground are facing a lot of challenges with that steep terrain. Where they're working with the rocks and boulders and putting in those lines, you know, they're also having to deal with rollouts and snags that have that potential for causing new issues or little startups. Navigating the terrain has been a challenge. Also with that in their terrain, you know, they're running through poison oak and yellow jackets. Some of those are the issues that these firefighters are facing out there.
What was the progress like in the last 24 hours? Talk about some of the things that were going on.
Yeah, so yesterday, you know, a lot of resources were down in that Hubbard Creek Road area working towards continuing that structure protection around homes. And, you know, as residents are returning or have returned, those efforts are going to continue doing mop-up, getting water on the ground, and making sure those structures are protected. We're also still running drones to capture that aerial footage, looking for hot spots on the ground, potential for heat, and address those locations immediately.
It sounds like having drones is a really big help to the effort.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those larger flight patterns have some difficulty looking through some of the smoke and the fog, and those drones can kind of get through that a little bit better. So in having a pilot to be able to navigate those to kind of choose specific areas to check out has been a big help.
I see a drop of around 100 or so personnel working on the complex. Talk about that shift and what's ahead for the number of people working.
Yeah, so I mean, some of that personnel decrease has been the Oregon State Fire Marshal personnel leaving recently, but Oregon Department of Forestry has allocated some additional resources to the fire to kind of offset that a little bit. Currently, personnel is like around 1,700, I think exactly 17-22, you know, so we're going to continue to have people and resources available to keep working this complex until everything's wrapped up.
Now, we are looking at a period of sunny, kind of mild, warm weather. How will that impact things in the next few days?
So the fuels, you know, could start to dry out a little bit. I guess there's potential for some of that smoldering to have minor flare-ups. But also with this weather, it presents the potential opportunity for some firing operations. That being said, you know, that's only going to happen if the conditions are right. You know, that's something that we want to do on our own terms. We're going to pick the place that it's going to happen, the time it's going to happen, and the pace that it's going to happen. So, and if it does, you know, if we're going to put fire on the landscape, we're going to be real careful about it. It's going to be low intensity. We don't want to overwhelm the landscape, and we'll have safety resources strategically placed throughout to keep an eye on things.
Now, I know at the camp you've got a lot of things going on behind the scene just to make the camp operate. And what's that like to be out there for, you know, days on end dealing with long shifts and then breaks in the camp?
Hey, Kyle, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the first part of that question? I kind of lost you for a second.
Well, with the fire camp there, talk about what that is like just to be around and watch all the things that go on behind the scenes so the firefighters can do their work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big operation and undertaking out here. There's a lot of people behind the scenes of, well, I'm going to say behind the scenes, you know, but in support of the firefighter that's out there working the landscape. You know, there's folks that are providing meals, there's restrooms, there's supplies, there's people that are just kind of helping the day-to-day around the facilities that, you know, enables those folks out on the ground to get their jobs done efficiently and safely.
All right, Jacob Holden at Tyee Ridge Complex Fire Camp. Jacob, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, I appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.